I think we're all becoming more aware of how globalized our food supply is. More and more is being imported, and we're also keenly aware of the publicity that the recent outbreaks have had. 2.5 years ago, it started with spinach, and most recently with peanut butter. And in between, we've become aware of ingredients that may have become part of the food supply, such as the melamine in pet food and most recently in milk products. And we're also facing the risk that federal dollars are not being spent as efficiently and effectively as possible.
Well, I guess I understand that, but I'm more concerned about whether I can buy food at the supermarket or other places and be sure it's safe.
Well, let me say at the outset that overall our food supply is generally safe. But there are challenges because the demographics are such that we're going to be more susceptible to foodborne outbreaks. The population is getting older. Pregnant women are more vulnerable to these foodborne outbreaks, as well as those who have immune deficiencies.
Now, a GAO report I read indicated there are lots of government agencies duplicating efforts, and in some cases there are gaps in food inspection. How do we end up with such a hodgepodge of efforts on something as important as food safety?
The food safety structure has evolved piecemeal, and what has happened is that the Department of Agriculture is responsible for meat and poultry and processed eggs, and the Food and Drug Administration is responsible for seafood and fresh produce. And even that now has become a little more fragmented, and that the oversight of catfish is now the responsibility of the Agriculture Department. So it's a system that has many players involved, and there really is no formal mechanism for them to work in a more coordinated and efficient manner.
We also get some conflicting messages from agencies. Recently, the Food and Drug Administration proposed a recommendation that women who are pregnant or could become pregnant eat more fish, while the Environmental Protection Agency advises those same women should eat less fish because of contaminants such as mercury. Why is there so much confusion?
Well, part of it is that there's no convening mechanism for these agencies to talk with each other. For example, a number of years ago, there was a Food Safety Council that was in place. We've also found that a government-wide plan could also ensure that the goals of these agencies are complementary, as well as the data that they collect and the information that they disseminate is consistent and minimizes any confusion on the public's part.
Are we talking about a sort of food czar?
Well, that is a possibility. We feel that agencies at least have to sit around the table, and that really is one of our key recommendations to the Congress and to the new administration. We've also asked for reexamination of the food laws to make sure that they are consistent and uniform as well as risk-based, and that way we can target the scarce federal dollars where they're needed the most.